Let's quickly demystify vitamin C and its derivatives. Just want to remind you, this is not medical advice. Let's start with vitamin C. It's appealing in terms of being an ingredient for skincare products because it has several biological roles in skin health. It's an antioxidant, it's required for collagen synthesis, and it turns off an enzyme called tyrosinase that causes your skin to discolor. The problem with vitamin C is that it's water soluble and it can't penetrate your skin's top layer, which is made up of these fats and dead skin cells. So if it can't penetrate your skin, it won't get into cells and into your dermis, where it can actually work its magic to help your skin look better by, one, creating more collagen, two, dealing with oxidative damage. The other problem with vitamin C is that it's super unstable, and you're about to learn about that in more detail as we go through each of these ingredients. So several vitamin C derivatives, which are really just chemically modified versions of vitamin C, have been designed to maximize skin penetration, stability, and effectiveness. You've probably seen some of these on the labels of some of the vitamin C serums or lotions that you've looked at in the grocery store or online. So let's start with L-ascorbic acid. It's the most biologically active form of vitamin C, but it's also the least stable and penetrates your skin barrier the very least. It also requires really low pHs in order to be stable enough to work on your skin. And what that means is that if your product has L-ascorbic acid as the vitamin C ingredient, it's likely to be kind of harsh on your skin and probably will irritate your skin if you overuse it. Okay, next we have the actual vitamin C derivative. So there's a group called ascorbyl phosphates, and there's a magnesium and a sodium version of this. And what basically these are, they're esterified forms of vitamin C. And that means they're more stable, but they have really bad skin penetration, just like L-ascorbic acid. They're usually better tolerated because they're stable in these neutral pHs. I think honestly, you're probably better off finding a different vitamin C derivative because they have really bad skin penetration, so it won't really work that well. Okay, the next two are called ascorbyl tetraisopalmitate and tetrahexyldecyl ascorbate. These are probably actually second to L-ascorbic acid in terms of what I would actually buy, and that's because they're extremely stable and they have actually the best skin penetration known. They're also proven to protect your skin from sun ray damage, and they're really effective antioxidants. So they've got stability, good penetration, good antioxidant properties, proven effectiveness. I don't think you could beat that, frankly. Ascorbyl 2-glucoside is a glycated vitamin C with good stability, but it doesn't have great penetration because it's less lipophilic. And then lastly, there's one called 3-O-ethyl ascorbic acid, which is similar to L-ascorbic acid, but it might have more lipophilicity, and that means that it penetrates your skin a little bit more than L-ascorbic acid. So let's wrap this short pod episode up with just asking the question, which one would you choose, Drew? Well, based on effectiveness, stability, and cost/availability, I'd recommend either L-ascorbic acid or tetrahexyldecyl ascorbate. So those are the two to look for in your skincare products. We at MD Crafted are actively working on a vitamin C containing all natural anti-aging ingredients, including vitamin C as a chief player. So stay tuned for that. We are working on that. In the meantime, if you need an awesome moisturizer for this fall or winter, go to mdcrafted.co, shop, and you'll find our daily moisturizer. It's also on Amazon. You can go to amazon.com, type in mdcrafted, that's one word, and that stands for medical doctor made, essentially, artisanal crafted, but obviously we have a manufacturer. But anyways, mdcrafted on amazon.com. And you can find our daily moisturizer there. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys in the next episode.